He finally came down from Peoria. They hadn't seen him in 40 years. And, you know, like, it was really like a happy homecoming. They all were heisting up the old John B. It was celebration time yesterday, and they were having a good time. And it was good to see him. Again, I saw him, you know, when I went up to Illinois, and I decided I would go out to Peoria and visit him. But, you know, they were all heisting up the John B. sale yesterday. My father, his sister, my grandmother was heisting the John B., my Harry, my Lawrence, my Mary, my Edith, my Vera. These are my children, and she was very happy about it. It's good to see.
I had claim ignorance. What's the expression, heisting the John B.?
Having a good time.
Just as that.
Right. You've heard the Letterman, Heist Up the John B?
Yeah, I've heard a song, yeah.
Right. Heisting Up the John B is really a Bahamian sort of like song. I want to go home.
Yeah.
I want to go. It's a very old song. Very, very, very old song. My grandmother knows it by heart. She's no follower of the Letterman. And the Letterman don't halfway do the justice to it that she does. I think they do a nice job. It really becomes a fun song. It was a sort of like a party song.
I'm coming home.
Right. Uh-huh. When the men came back off the boats, when the men the fishermen were out at sea, if I remember the story, Ma and Vera told me this, the oldest. This is my daddy's sister, would say that when the men were fishing or either tramp sailing and things like this, they would sing it on the boats, and they would sing it very sorrowfully, you know, very slow. But when they got into port, when they got back to the island, you know, and fiesta time was, with their rum and their good times and things like this, it became a very fast song. The rhythm picked up, and it was no longer a sad song. You know? And it was a party song, and everybody danced.
Was it
the John B. said.
No, I mean, you said when they were out, it was slow, was it a work song?
In a sense, it could have been considered a work song, I would say. Well, no, it doesn't seem, even so, it doesn't seem like it has the rhythm for a work song. I think it was just a chant or some sort. That sort of situation. It's very funny.
Okay, now, going to your grandparents, I guess we now have them all in the area. How about your mother? Was she born in the area?
My mother was born here. My grandmother didn't marry my mother's. Well, my grandmother and grandfather didn't get married until they were here. Again, she was 10 years old.
This is on your mother's side.
This is on my mother's side. And she met her here in here.
And so she was born actually in Coconut Grove?
In Coconut Grove, right. She was born in the Grove.
Okay. How about your father?
He was the first born here.
And that was in Coconut Grove, too?
Yes, as a matter of fact, Miss Ingram, the midwife, delivered.
Is that right?
Yeah, you know, I get it all. And it's really funny to listen to them tell the stories. It's enjoyable, not really funny. It's really enjoyable to listen to them expound on the stories themselves, to really like get involved in the stories, talking about the days when they were youngsters, and you sit there fascinated, and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I'd like to try to find some older folk informants just to do some taping while I'm here. I mean, if you know anybody that would be willing to do that, just sit around and reminisce, like what we're doing right now.
That'll be really heavy if I can get in touch with some of the old pioneers. I know a few people who will talk that microphone off. They'll tell you the history of this place.
I got a carton of tape in there.
Okay.
3 weeks.
let me see if I can locate some of them for you. I'll have to get in touch with the senior citizens.